I'm speaking with Mary Ann Erickson, the new board president at Lifelong and the associate professor and chair of the gerontology department at Ithaca College. She works in the field of aging studies. Mary Ann, thanks for talking with me today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
First, could you provide an overview of Lifelong? What types of services does it provide for local seniors?
So Lifelong is a senior center, and we're very strong in a couple of areas. We offer a lifelong learning program, which is where actually mostly other retirees offer classes. Some are one-time, some are ongoing series, film classes, finance classes, politics classes, and we offer them on a semester basis. So there's a fall catalog and a spring catalog. So that's a very important part of our programming. We also offer ongoing activities like exercise classes, not just in our Ithaca location, but at other locations throughout the county, like in Brooktondale and other areas throughout the county. Ongoing watercolor classes, ongoing social groups, and we offer, in addition, particular services for seniors, including tax help in the spring and Medicare counseling, which is going on right now during the open enrollment period.
And as the new board president, what programs would you like to see continue, and what new initiatives and changes would you like to see at Lifelong?
Well, I think because of because of the great staff we have right now, the Lifelong Learning Program is very strong and only getting stronger. Tammy Dunn, who's our in charge of our programming, is constantly recruiting new teachers from Cornell and from Ithaca College and from interested other people in the community. So that's strong and, of course, continuing. One area that I would like to see us build on is potential partnerships with other groups throughout the county. For example, if there's a performance of a particular piece of music, maybe Lifelong could offer a pre-concert class, so that it benefits both the arts organization and Lifelong. So I see that realm of collaboration and partnership as something that I'd like to see us move towards.
And how does your background in gerontology inform your service as the president of the Lifelong Board?
Well, I think that, I know from a research point of view how important programs like Lifelong offers are to keeping elders engaged and, able to still be in the community. Long-term care is a really important part of services available to people of all ages, really, but we all want to see ourselves live as independently as possible for as long as possible, and the services that, and the programs that Lifelong provides are really, targeted towards this idea of living independently and well and not in isolation for as long as possible. So it's been nice, having known that from the kind of like the research end of things, to see how in our local community we can make that happen.
Mm-hmm. And how are the services at Lifelong supported? What is the relationship between the Tompkins County Office for the Aging and Lifelong?
So Lifelong's funding comes from many different sources. In the past, a greater percentage of our funding came from the federal and state government through the programs funded through the Older Americans Act. As you can imagine, along with many government programs, that funding has not grown over the years, so increasingly we're making up the difference with more local funding and more grant funding. So we have some contracts actually through the Office for the Aging, which is our local kind of distribution point for those Older Americans Act monies. So our HICAP, which is the Health Insurance Information Counseling Program, which is the Medicare counseling program, for example. We do under contract with the Office for the Aging. We also publish the Senior Circle, which is a paper that goes out on a regular basis to area seniors. We do that under contract with the Office for the Aging. So we certainly work closely with them, and they, you know, ask us to do certain pieces of their kind of mandated activities in the county.
Mm-hmm. And what types of services that seniors might need are not met by either organization?
Well, I think, you know, in my conversations with people in the county, and especially through teaching my long-term care class, you know, a big gap in the county is affordable assisted living, which is, you know, clearly not something that's under the kind of like the mandate of either the Office for the Aging or Lifelong. But Ithaca is an amazing place in terms of the array of services and housing types offered to seniors who have the money to pay for those services. But there's a real gap. If you're a senior who's on Medicaid, for example, you're often, your choices are to stay at home or to go to a nursing home. There's not that middle level of care that's affordable for you. So that's something that I see as one of the biggest gaps in services in Tompkins County.
And about how many seniors participate in the programs at Lifelong?
That's a good question. We have several hundred members. So at any given point, we have a lot of people in and out of the building taking classes, and, you know, including sometimes people who are not members coming for those one-time presentations.
Mm-hmm. And how do most people get to Lifelong, which is on West Court Street downtown?
We have pretty good parking for downtown, so there's plenty of people who drive. We often are visited by Gadabout, another example of the good services we have here in the county. But one thing we like about our downtown location, of course, is that it's possible for people to walk or take the bus.
Mm-hmm. And Ithacans may be aware that the old Tompkins County Public Library building and the Lifelong building are slated to be demolished and replaced with housing targeted for seniors. And what will happen to the Lifelong Center?
There's been a change in that. The original proposal that was accepted by the legislature last year was a proposal that included our property, which, as you said, is adjacent to the old library. However, because of different factors, input from the city, input from the historic preservation organizations, the old library project now is only slated to use the old library site itself and not the Lifelong property. So we have kept our existing one-story building at 119 West Court Street, and we sold the adjacent property, which we also own, the 121 West Court Street. So we anticipate remaining at 119 West Court Street for the future. When the old library development goes through, there's currently planned to be a 2,000 square foot common space in that building, which Lifelong will have access to, so we will gain some programming space when that building is eventually built. But luckily, we are, you know, we know where we're going to be for the foreseeable future mm-hmm. in our current building.
And do you think that the housing that is going to be built in place of the old library will benefit seniors?
So we have some wonderful housing options available for elders, certainly, you know, independent housing, but there's also Kendall. But I think what a lot of people want to experience, you know, maybe in their 60s and 70s, is downtown living with, you know, fewer responsibilities for a yard, for snow shoveling, for maintenance. And so I think that the apartments that are proposed are really good for seniors who maybe are ready to downsize but not really ready to move into a place like Longview or Kendall that offers higher levels of care.
What steps can members of the baby boomer generation who are swiftly moving into retirement, what can they do to best enhance their lives as they enter retirement and become potential members of Lifelong?
Well, I teach my, I normally teach 18 to 22-year-olds, and of course what I tell them is try to financially prepare for what you would like your later life to be like. It's a little late to start that, of course, if you are already entering retirement, but certainly taking a close look at finances and your dreams and what it would cost to fund those. You never want to lose sight of the financial piece. I think also facing up to the fact that illness and disability are not inevitable, but most of us will experience that before we die. So imagining what that would be like and making some preparation, filling out living wills, doing some estate planning. It's easy to pretend that the end of your life is never going to come, but it comes. And having, myself being an adult child with now having gone through the death of several, in-laws and parents, I see how important that preparation is for the people who are left behind. So I would certainly encourage people to do that. But on a more positive side, what research says is key is developing these activities that give meaning to your life. For many of us who are working, luckily the job fulfills that. At least we feel like people depend on us or we're doing something that's rewarded. So when you leave that, what is that thing going to be for you? Maybe it's going to be learning about something that you always wanted to learn, or maybe it's going to be teaching people about what you already know about. But finding that kind of meaningful engagement is, if you already know what that is, your transition into retirement is much easier.
Mm-hmm. If listeners would like to learn more about Lifelong, how best can they find out information?
Well, we do have a website. It's tclifelong.org, and they can certainly call us at 607-273-1511, or certainly come in and visit us at 119 West Court Street. You can pick up a catalog and, see what we're doing.
Okay. Well, Marianne Erickson, new board president of Lifelong and associate professor of gerontology at Ithaca College, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Okay. Thank you, Esther.